Welcome to the Ice Lab Podcast. We are your hosts, Michael Marinaro and Trent Michaud.
We are going to take you deep into our labs, as well as many different high-performance professionals we've connected with on our journey as we strive for excellence. Hello, Ice Labbers, and welcome back to another episode of the Ice Lab Podcast. And we're a little over 6 months in, so today we're going to do something a little bit different. Unfortunately, you're going to have to hear more of mine and Michael's voices than you will anybody else, because there's nobody else on here but our two beautiful voices, eh, Mikey?
Yes, just us today.
So before we get into it, we're going to do a little recap. We decided we've had some amazing guests on our podcast so far. We're super excited about that. We've got a lot more to come. So we can't wait to get into that with you. But first, Mike, welcome home from Russia.
Thank you. Thank you. Just got back last night. Obviously wasn't the trip we were planning for. Was a bit of a rough comp. Not the start to the Olympic season that either of us had planned out, but that's the way sports goes. It doesn't always go the way you draw it up. So now just trying to regroup. First half of the season is over. We'll call that the end of it. Grand Prix season is done. So next week, me and you, Trent, head over to Croatia for the start of the second half of the season, and time for us to turn it around and build up.
Exactly. I know as much as it sucks to hear it and as much as it sucks to live it, we learn more from our mistakes than we do our wins. We can definitely take a lot from them and turn it around. So that's the plan. And, you know, it's even from for both of us, from the first one to the second one, there was things that were better, obviously things that could have been better. But that's all that matters, is we're on our own path. And that's the thing that you have to remember with sport, or really anything in life, is that you're taking your own path. It's your own path and your own journey. You just got to stick on it and keep going with it and keep your head up, because some days suck and other days are great, but you got to make those days that suck worth it and keep on moving on, right?
Exactly. Learn from it and be better the next time you hit the ice. That's all we can do.
Exactly. So besides that, it looked pretty dope from the photos you sent me. The Sochi looks sick.
Yeah, it was super nice. It was warm. It was like above 10 degrees every single day. We stayed in a castle at an amusement park. It was like a Disneyland resort right on the edge of an amusement park. So it was super, super cool. Right on the edge of the Black Sea. We walked to the arena every day. No buses. It was beautiful to get some fresh air. And then on the last night, a big group of us, about 10, 15 skaters, we all rented electric scooters on the street and drove them all around town, through the Olympic Park, through Olympic Village, up the boardwalk, across the Black Sea. It was a pretty killer time. We all had a lot of fun.
Yeah, the scooter game looked pretty scootery.
Yeah, we were scooting for sure, pretty hard.
And I heard that two people took falls. I think I could guess both of those just by the look of the photo. Am I going to be right on both of them, Mike?
Let's hear your guess.
Yourself and Mr. JL, Jean-Luc Baker.
Yes, JL took the first wipeout, was taking a hard turn, hit a water patch, and did a nice tuck and roll and came out unscathed. It was a nice, elegant fall. And then I was the second fall off the scooter. We decided to bring out the zip chip, and me and Nick were riding the scooters. So I had the throttle was on the right-hand side of the scooter. I was using my left hand across the handlebar to push the throttle and drive the scooter as I attempted to throw the zip chip with my right hand at Nick, and it didn't end up well, but luckily everyone was fine. It was nothing serious, just a fun little wipeout, but all good.
That's funny. Honestly, if I'd been there, probably would have been the third candidate to do a nice little tuck and roll somewhere along the way.
Yes.
That's sick. So was the amusement park, did you know, is the amusement, like that amusement park there for like before the games, or is that built up since after the games?
I'm not too sure. Our hotel was built a couple years before the games, but I'm not sure about the amusement park.
Yeah, that's dope. And the must have been pretty cool to be in the Olympic Village. Like, obviously, you were in the Pyeongchang one, but it would have been super sick to be in the Sochi one as well, to walk through it.
Yeah, it was major cool. There was a big open area where all the flags were. We were riding the scooters around there, checking out all the flags. And we found a big wall that has every medalist on it, bronze, silver, and gold.
I saw that Kirsten's name was on there. Yeah.
So yeah, it was super cool. We got Kirst got to take a photo with her silver medal from the team event, and it was a lot of Olympic vibes, and it was pretty cool.
And that was the same rink, right, that they use for the games for that? Yes. And the hockey? Yeah.
Yeah. Not the hockey.
Sorry. Speed skating.
Hockey is always in a different venue. Yeah. Short track and skating is same venue. And
that's,
yeah,
awesome.
It was the same venue as the games.
That's super cool. Well, it's a cool event to run. Like, I know it's longer to get there, though, than because you have to take like another flight once you get to Russia, right?
Yeah, the trip was long. We went to Paris, Moscow, then to Sochi. Was a big travel day. Our luggage didn't make it on the way over there. We had a quick stop in Paris. We were in Paris for about 55 minutes, and we just made the flight, but nobody's luggage made it on the plane. But luckily we were there 2 days in advance and was planning on having two practice days. And so we just missed the first one and ended up still having a practice day before the competition. So it wasn't too bad at all.
Now for like other people who are listening that this might happen to, because, you know, flying anywhere, you can lose your luggage. Like, you know, how do you deal with that aspect of it? When you lose your luggage, you have a day of practice planned. Like, what's your kind of mentality at that point? Because it does suck when you lose your luggage. You're like, oh well, I don't have anything, especially your skates. But
yeah, first step is just to control the controllable. You can freak out and get all anxious about not having your stuff, but in the end of the day, that's not gonna make your stuff get there any faster. So luckily we had our running shoes and we were able to train off ice, so we didn't get any work done on the ice. But We did a workout, did a little run activation, and just got our practice done without skates, but wasn't too big of a deal.
Yeah,
we made it work.
That's perfect. I like that. Control the controllable. Big thing. Yep. For life, man.
Exactly. No point getting worked up about things that are out of our control. So yeah.
Nice. Well, looked like a dope event, and it, like I said, that it's crazy. The Grand Prix season is done. First half of the season is done. It literally felt like we were starting this podcast yesterday, which was back in June, and we were talking about getting ready for the season to start, like real, like the summer training. It's wild.
Yep, it's flown by, but ready to pull up the boots and attack the second half of the season, though, here.
Yeah, baby, let's go. Let's do it. So let's go back to the beginning, Mike. You know, let's do a little recap, talk a little bit about each episode and the people we've had on. So who was our first guest that we had on here?
Guest we had on was Pat Stanziano, both of our physiotherapists. Was a good start, close to home, for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to, you know, we started with Pat because, you know, obviously he's close to us, so we were able to get it going a little bit quicker. Because when we first started, we were like, how are we going to get people to do this? Like, we need to kind of like test this out and make sure we're good before we ask people who have, like, not to say that Pat's a very busy person, but it was a little bit easier to manage with somebody that lives, you know, within driving distance.
We're a little closer to him, so if it was a complete bomb and a complete mess, we could reschedule and try again, hopefully, and not embarrass ourselves too much.
Yeah, exactly. So that was good, and we got that done, but it was a super interesting conversation. You know, a big talk today, and is still a huge, is concussions, right? And Pat, like, I think is probably one of the best in Ontario, if not best the country, his clinic when it comes to concussion. So it was a really interesting topic about that and some other things about like multi-sport, which is always a topic of conversation. You know, like I've making sure that kids are, what's the always the age argument? When do you specialize? When do you stop specializing in, or we'll start specializing, right?
Yeah, we've touched on that one in a bunch of different episodes, but we can't stress it enough. The multi-sport athlete is just so beneficial in a number of ways.
Yeah, so that was a pretty cool start to our podcast. So, Pat, thank you again for being our guinea pig, and it turned out pretty well. So, thanks, buddy. That was a good time. So, and then we got to move on to episode 3, where we had Caitlin Weaver, which was our first, like, really, we had to schedule that one and figure that one out. So,
yes. Went well. She talked all about her open ice endeavors and Open Ice Collective. Was our first time talking about retirement and stepping away from sport, and how she managed through that journey as well.
Yeah, and so it was one of the cool things that I found with hers. I don't know about you, but the whole part where she was talking about, you know, with her retirement, being okay with like taking the time even during skating to figure out what you want to do. And that's obviously another thing that's been a huge topic among athletes, is figuring out what you want to do when you're done. And so you make that transition a little bit easier. So I know since then I've actually let myself like sit down and think about how I'm going to go about it, which I'm hopefully still another 5-6 years away from that, but figuring out, okay, this is what I want to do when I'm done, which is, you know, obviously I want to stay as a coach in figure skating and be a strength and conditioning coach, but it's like, how do I go about getting to that part yet? I'm not 100% sure, but that's the general guideline. Maybe it'll be beside you, who knows? But yeah, so that one I found really interesting and has been helpful for me. Hopefully it's will help me when I actually get to that point years from now, but...
Yes, then after that, we had on Mr. Superstar himself, Elijah Balde, bringing lots to the table.
Yeah, man, Elijah is still, like, he's more of a superstar than when we talked to him 5 months ago.
Just keeps growing.
Now that the rinks are back in and all the places everywhere, outdoor places, I mean, he's popping off. He was just in New York and now he's doing photo shoots with Chanel and all a whole bunch of other places. The guy's a living rock star now. It's so cool to see, eh?
Yeah, we'll have to get him on again before he's too big for us and doesn't have time for the Ice Lab podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And I think when we talked to him, he was around 700 or 8,000 followers on TikTok. 1.1 million now. Just looked
impressive.
1.1 million. And his first video, or at least the one that he has pinned here from his backflip in Calgary, 18.7 million views.
18 million views. Wow.
That's huge on a YouTube scale.
Yes.
It's wild. And fun fact for those who didn't know, he actually has gotten married since we talked to him last too.
Oh, yes. Yes, he has.
So that's pretty exciting. So,
congratulations,
Mr.
Elijah, congrats, Michelle and Elijah.
And if you're listening to this by any chance, if you have any time in your day and still listen to your boys back home, we'll watch you back on the podcast soon, man. Don't send us some times. We'll figure it out.
Maybe bring Michelle with you this time. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Tate, we can talk about Tate. That girl is rocking it, killing it. So then the next episode, we actually had someone who's a little bit closer to me. I don't know him as well, but he's quite close to you. So Mr. Patrick McGee, now that was a super interesting talk, eh?
Yes, Pat McGee came on, talked about osteopathy, a little bit more of a niche entity. It's super popular among high-performance athletes, but for the general population, it's not as much used here in Ontario, but it's growing. So hopefully that opened up the eyes to some people who maybe didn't know too much about osteopathy.
Yeah, and another cool thing with Pat as well was that we got to talk a lot more about strength and conditioning and kind of the foundation basis and how he got into his career, which is since then has been made me think about what what avenue I need to go about a little bit more. So for me, that was super interesting because, you know, I want to get my CSCS, which means I need to go back to school. Well, go to post-secondary and then from there, you know, get into those specialized courses and taking those and just the continued learning part and hopefully finding a good mentor somewhere, wherever I am at that point of, you know, what to go in for strength and conditioning, which we've been very lucky that we have had some great strength and conditioning coaches. So that'll be interesting to say the least.
Yes, you touched on the importance of finding that mentor. It's huge in anything we do. We obviously, easy for us to say is we always search out the best professionals and pay them for their advice. So it's something that we have to carry forward on the next step. Also, those mentors are huge in helping our progression.
Yeah, for sure. And that's something that, like you're just saying, we need to take into every aspect of our life. So just remember that for after sport too.
Yes.
And then we had our good friend, Mr. Romsky. Sorry, Roman Sadovsky. Romsky to many, but you just had some fun with him in the Scooter Gang, right?
Yes, yeah, me and Roman, we had a lot of fun in Russia, tearing up the streets. Romsky was nice and stable on the scooters, though. He didn't take any wipeouts.
Didn't take any wipeouts, and he got all the cool photos for it, too.
Yeah, he's setting up the photo. It's like pitch black. It's like midnight. Like, what are you doing, Roman? You can't see anything. He's like, don't worry, guys. Don't worry, guys. Like, I don't know why we're standing here posing in pitch black for a photo, but he knows what he's doing, and he made a sick photo in the pitch black. We couldn't even see each other, and it turned out to be a sweet photo.
Good job, Roman.
Good job, Roman.
Let's go, buddy. On top of that, he actually, he just released a music video for one of his friends. He made a music video. It's super dope.
Major, major cool. I saw he showed me some photos of behind the scenes of it. Quite the production. If you haven't seen it, you should go check it out.
Yeah, it's awesome. So make sure you head over, follow Romsky on YouTube, like and subscribe to his channel. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. And follow him on Instagram. I think it's all Romsky as well. So now, episode 8, who was our guest, Mike?
Episode 8 was John Luke Baker, another member of the new Scooter Gang.
Good old JL. So JL probably, that could have been one of the funniest episodes I think we've had, eh?
I think so. He was probably the funniest guest we've had. Yes, it definitely was the funniest episode. I had to think about it, but yes, the answer is yes.
Jay, as you guys have listened, or if you know JL, he's a class act. He's an amazing person, but he is probably most definitely the funniest person I know alive. The guy, I don't know where he gets it from, man. It just comes out of nowhere all the time. He's always got lines ready to go for everything.
I think he gets it from his parents. After hearing all the stories of his mom and dad, they seem like quite the characters, and the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No, I'll never forget with his mom. I remember I was FaceTiming him once during the like first really big quarantine stuff, and he's at home and he's like, "Ma, what are you doing?" She comes in, she just comes into his room, and I'm FaceTiming him because we were talking about playing video games, and brings rocks in that she's painted. Look at my rocks. She got rocks all over the yard painted from the like everything. She's got SpongeBob to Patrick Starr to everything on them. It's hilarious.
Classic.
And yeah, it's just a grand old time with JL. Well, John Luke Baker. That was a fun episode. Then we moved on to another former mentor, both of ours, strength and conditioning coach, Mr. Tyler Doig.
Yes, we talked to him. I think it was like 2 days or within 48 hours of Damien winning the gold medal in Tokyo, which is pretty cool. He's the lead strength of Damien.
Yeah, we asked him right after we got off we finished recording the podcast. We asked how he was doing, and he said to us that if he goes out and wins the first few events, he's winning the gold. No questions. Starts on fire. He's not losing it. And that's exactly what he did.
Yep, that's what happened, and he was right.
Let's go, Tyler. He's always right. T-Baby's always right, eh?
Yeah.
So super interesting. And then we moved on to your neck of the woods.
Yes, my old chiropractor from Sarnia, Dr. Vargo. He was the, it was pretty cool hearing some stories from the 2016 games that he attended with Athletics Canada, and hearing him work with Derek Druin leading up to his gold medal performance, hearing about treating him at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, day before the gold medal performance in the village was super, super interesting. And hopefully in the future, we can get Derek on.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. Talk about it from his aspect of what was he saying? It was like there was a small couch or something, and he had a couch and like a beanbag chair over top of the laser machine because it was making noise every time it was going off.
Yeah, and there was four other people inside the apartment, so he was trying not to wake them up after midnight, day before the race. He was covering the laser gun with the beanbag chair. Yeah,
that was awesome. That one was super interesting too, because he was when he was talking about, like, you know, the Athletics uses their therapists, whoever they are, the most and the best. It really made a lot of sense too as well. He was like, if something's working for an athlete, don't change it. Like, just kind of keep rolling with it. Like, find what works and then keep going with that until it just stops. Because that's a super interesting thing. Like, I was seeing Pat. Obviously, I have patella tendonitis in my knee, which is almost gone now, but for a while he was trying to get it better, and then recommended me using shockwave treatment, and he doesn't do shockwave at his clinic, so he sent me to a clinic. He found a clinic here in Brantford and sent me to there, and it was really interesting because the guy there, the physio there, Adam, was really great, and it was like, okay, this is what you guys are all doing. I'm just going to add this, and that's it. If this is what's working for you, let's not break it. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yep.
So that was a super interesting thing to hear from, you know, another healthcare professional / elite athlete, like practitioner, I guess to say, best way to put it, but it was awesome.
Then we jump to another member of the scooter gang, Maddie Skeezus. She was a little bit timid at first joining the scooter gang, kind of just barely pushing the throttle down. They went about 25 kilometers an hour. And at first she was slowing us up a little bit, and then she got a little comfortable and started pressing the throttle down once we got scooting around.
She had a great skate in Russia, actually. She did for her first full senior year. That was pretty dope. And not surprising. Once you get her out of her shell, she can get going. She's a little shy. It was a great talk we had with Maddie. And remember her from, like I said, I actually taught her pair elements, because originally she was going to try pairs for a bit. I actually taught her pair elements. So I was doing throws backwards with her. Like, this would have been, it was before we moved to Brantford. So 4 to 5 years ago, 5 years ago, I think that Allison and I were teaching her how to do pair stuff. And I was teaching her, like, my left arm was so sore from working on some death spirals with her, just because my left arm never is doing a death spiral. It's always my right arm. So obviously she did a good choice and stuck with the singles, and it's working out well for her.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome last week too. But how was Camila? Did you see Camila skate?
Unreal.
It was insane. Absolutely insane.
Wins the men's event at like almost every Grand Prix. Like, that would have won the men event at almost every Grand Prix, I think.
There has been one Canadian man in the history that did one performance one time that beat her. Patrick Chan has had one performance at one competition that beat her score that lit last week in Aristolikum Cup. It was absolutely insane. She didn't miss a step. Every jump was insane. It was mind-blowing to see live in person.
You watched it, right? Because that was after your event?
Yeah, we were there live, and it was wild.
That's insane.
I can't even explain to you how wild it was, but it was insane.
New favorite for the Olympic champion, do you think?
Yeah, I think it can be an email. I don't even think... yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
She's the favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty wild to see. And also must have been pretty dope for her to lay out that performance in Russia too.
Oh yeah, the fans were going nuts there. The fans in Russia, they're so emotional, so serious. They're just going nuts. Fans are crying. Everyone's holding up their signs, and they're just right into it. And it was a pretty cool moment to see.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to her. That's pretty dope. Yeah. And then so the next episode was also part of the Scooter Gang. And is also part of
member of the Scooter Gang.
And is also a part of MTM.
Yes, Kirsten Moore Towers.
Some might say the better looking half of the MTM.
It depends. I guess it depends who you ask.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. it was a great talk. Obviously, we talk to Kirsten a lot. You talk with her every single day, but it was really cool to sit down in a sort of different environment with her and talk about some, you know, her career, things that she's gone through. She did a really, really great talk about, mental health and eating disorders and, you know, opening up about that and trying to help what she wants to do post skating and help with that, which is huge. And we definitely need it in our sport as it's still, you know, and a lot of other sports, there's always still an issue with that, unfortunately.
Yeah, she touched on the importance of positive body image. She gave some tools that some coaches and some parents can use, and just gave some overall good advice for some parents and coaches that are dealing with that in an athlete or a son or daughter.
Yeah, so thank you, Kirsten, and thank you for being a great training mate. And obviously, you're a great person if you're dealing with Mikey every single day.
Thank you, Kirsten.
And then our next guest, the next guest, I was really baffled, not baffled, but there were some really cool stories that I did not know about. And she's a super interesting lady. We've traveled lots and lots with her. She's Roman Sadovsky's coach, Tracy Wayman. She has some amazing stories and amazing stories about resilience and journey in her skating career at a super young age.
Yes, definitely. I think this is probably one of my highlights so far was Tracy's episode. She's one of my favorite coaches to travel with. Actually, I'd probably say my favorite coach to travel with, or not my coach, but other skaters' coach to be a part of the team. She's always great energy to have around. And hearing her stories about going to the Junior World Championships at 10 years old, Senior Worlds at 12, and stepping away and coming back for the love of the sport. I would say is probably my highlight episode so far was Tracy's.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. So Tracy, thank you for being a great coach to our skaters in Canada. We're very lucky to have you as one of our own. And then you just talked about this next guest, the only Canadian man to beat Camilla's score from Russia, Mr. Patrick Chan.
Woo!
Let's go. So it was really interesting. It was cool to catch up with Patrick because we haven't really heard too much from him, obviously, post career. So it's been awesome. And now he's a dad.
Now he's a father, yes.
What was it, a week after that or later that week?
Yeah, it was later that week or 2 weeks after the podcast, he had his son.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It was cool to, you know, hear his story in more detail, and because I've heard about it before, but with his past coach and everything of, you know, how from a young age, how that happened. And I actually didn't know the places that he had gone to before he ended up going to Christie. For some reason, I thought he was pretty much with Christie right away. So that was super interesting to hear it from his aspect as well. Like when him and his mom were just living in a hotel for, you know, in the 2 months, he said, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super interesting to hear from one of the most iconic figure skaters from anywhere in the world and some of the difficulties that he struggled with. I don't know, but when I think about Patrick Chan, I think of fairy tale. He's the best of all time.
Yeah.
Just everything is happening perfect. So hearing some of the difficulties that he went through was not good to hear, obviously, but was reassuring that everybody's kind of going through the same thing, no matter if you're at the top or at the bottom. People are going through very, very similar processes. And hearing about him struggling post skating was definitely very interesting too. And he's already volunteered to come back on, so hopefully we're going to have another episode with him.
Yeah, in the next 6 months we can continue that journey of his post skating and everything. And there he talked about it too. And we were one of the things we want to touch base back with him on is his breathing. That's one thing that you were super interested in, eh?
Yes.
So excited for that. And now the next episode, we touch base with someone who you touch base with every day, Mr. Bruno Marcotte.
Mr. Marcotte. Yeah, great episode. Hearing him talk about working with the North Koreans, hearing about his trip over to North Korea. It's just absolutely fascinating and really shows how the power of sport really can bring the world together.
Yeah, that was. I think that was the biggest takeaway from that episode for me as well was, you know, we have all these hard times, and whenever you, there's a lot of hard times that go in the world, and a lot of the times it seems to, sports seems to help that go away. Not saying that it sports solves every issue, but the power of sport is crazy, and it just makes me think of, you know, all the friends and all the people that we're friends with and connected with because of sport and the way it brings us together. Like, you can take about it and look at Canada when the Raptors were going. People who weren't basketball fans were going nuts, absolutely nuts. The streets filled in Toronto with people who probably have never watched one of the basketball games in their lives. like let's be honest, there's people in there that probably never watched them, right?
Yeah, that's the power of sport though, bringing everybody together. It's when everybody rides that emotion and comes together, it's much bigger than sport.
Yeah. So, and then we moved on to the next episode where we had another coach on, Mr. David Islam, which was really interesting. I did not realize what he had gone through as a younger skater himself and what the sport did for him, right? Yeah, so there's this huge talk nowadays about inclusivity, and Dave was a prime example of that. He said as a kid he went through a lot of those issues with his in school and everything where he grew up, and skating with his safe place. You know, he wasn't judged for the color of his skin or who he was or anything as a skater. So the skating became his safe place. And he said that's why he has stuck with, part of the reason why he stuck with the sport for so long and is still loving it every day, because he wants to help change, like help people's lives that the same thing happened to him with, and what skating did for him. He's trying to bring that joy and bring that safety and clarity and feeling of secureness and like I said, safety for themselves.
Yes. Then we jumped on to Paige Lawrence, who talked about her new business. Do you know the name of it? I forget the name of it.
Mindset something, isn't it?
Something like that. But yes, taking all the experiences that she's learned through high performance sport and delivering it to some executives, some businessmen, to really anybody, and was super cool to hear all of her strategies and just the lessons that you can take away from sport and place them into life.
Yeah, it was super cool. One of the biggest takeaways too, I think, for Paige's episode was the fact when she said, like, for the same thing for her, she kind of was, after she was done skating, you know, finding where her, you know, what her thing was and what she really wanted to do, was going through that. And she said just to follow the yeses, you know, that was a really cool one. I think for me, like, follow the yeses, that it's like, it seems so simple, but it seems to be so right at the same time. You know what I mean?
Follow the yeses, and it takes time. Now, 5-6 years after her retirement, and she's got a full business set up and is well on her way, but didn't just start out overnight. It was a journey of following the yeses for years before finally reaching that end point.
And I did just check, it is the Podium Performance Program.
Yes.
So if you want to check it out, it's on Instagram, and also just if you want to find her, Paige Lawrence Coaching is what her she is on Instagram. Also, I know you were just there, but she also talked about her really, you know, just lively, like happy, spiritual, not spiritual, but like happy experience she had at the games that year. She said she just had fun. She had fun skating. Wasn't perfect, but she just had a great time and enjoyed skating and skated well because of it. That was something cool as well. Now, our next episode after that was Miss Madison Chalk and Mr. Evan Bates. That was a pretty cool episode. Nice to catch up with them. I actually did both of my events with them. It was super cool. We talked about podcasts and stuff afterwards because, you know, they've started their own podcast, Unlaced, with Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. So we were talking at both events. We were talking about, you know, mics. They were asking about my mic stand because it was all professional up against on my desk and everything. So it was super cool to connect with them, and just their journey as well, eh?
Yes. Have you seen their new TV show on the Olympic Channel?
No, I haven't watched it yet. It's on Edge, right?
On Edge, yeah. You got to check it out. There's three episodes. It's extremely, extremely well done. It's super quick, little 14-minute episodes, but I think we're going to have to get a couple more of the characters from the TV show on the Ice Lab podcast.
I think we can try and squeeze our way into that, eh? Might know a few of them on there.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
And then our next episode was with Miss Amber Glenn, which was super cool to talk about with her, you know, just having the, she had a great, the best way to, she had a great approach to anybody who is struggling with themselves and like who they are as a person, if they're struggling with, if that they think they're bi or gay or anything, to, you know, she had some, I think, great tools and great story about, you know, coming out and being herself and what that did for her, right?
Yes. Then we jumped on to our man, Keegan Messing. Talked a lot about his son, Wyatt. Talked about a lot of the pros and cons about training in Alaska. Training virtually with Nam Nguyen. Lots of fun stories from Anchorage.
And I'm sure we're going to get a ton more photos next week when we're in Croatia with him.
We're probably going to get about 35 each day, minimum.
Yeah. New ones every day, too.
Yeah.
Good old Keeks. And then our next guests were also part of the Scooter Gang, and are part of the On Edge show as well. You go for it. You say their names properly.
Side Nick and Princess Lolo. Laurence Fournier and Nick Sorensen. Yes, definitely. They were part of the Scooter Gang last week. We had a lot of fun. They put down two beautiful performances in Russia for a bronze medal finish. I believe they were bronze also in Skate America, right?
Correct. Yes, they were.
Yeah, so definitely building some big momentum for that team with two podium finishes on the Grand Prix circuit. And they're just going to ride that wave into the second half of the season. And they're looking extremely, extremely sharp.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a cool story to hear Nick's full story of, you know, obviously them starting to skate together, but his way and their plan of getting to being full Canadian. So pretty cool. Check that out. It was a good episode. And then we moved on to the next episode, who this man will be competing this week at the Skate Canada Challenge, along with all of the best of Canada's pre-novice, novice, junior, and senior team, senior competitors in every level. It's being held in Regina, Saskatchewan, which is super exciting. So make sure, if any of you listeners, it starts, I think, on, when does it start? It starts Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, yes.
Wednesday, yeah. Pre-novice starts on Wednesday. Good luck to my training mates, Summer Homick, who is competing in the pre-novice women's event starting Wednesday. And then Summer, it will also be competing in the junior pair with her partner and my roommate, Martin. Wait, did I say Homick or Holbert? No, I said Homick. I said it right. I get confused because they're both H's sometimes.
Yes.
And, of course, to our other training mates out there, Lily and Aiden in the junior pair event, and Stephen and Patricia in the senior event.
Yes, good luck to just to everybody involved, and load up that stream and show your support and watch some figure skating all week. It'll be running now Wednesday through Sunday, so have it going all day long in the background.
Yep, you're going to see some of Canada's best rising stars coming out of there. We, Mike and I both did our fair share of challenges.
Oh, yes, we did at the good old Hershey Center in Mississauga.
Yeah, baby. That was my first one.
Yeah, when Hershey Center and Hershey was sponsoring it, and they had just bags and bags of Hershey Kisses in the athlete's lounge. And at the end of the week, I would go with my backpack and
just stuff it.
Stuff it with more than you would know amount of Hershey Kisses.
Why is none of that surprising?
Yeah.
Remember, was it the year that was it Vancouver Nationals, the last Vancouver Nationals we had, when it was sponsored by Lindt, and I think you were trying to get everybody's chocolate or extra chocolates. You were going to ask if they had any extra chocolates left.
Yes, those were good.
Yeah, they're awesome. And then for our second last episode that we have had so far was with our high performance director, Mr. Michael Slipchuk, which was really cool. You know, I think some of us forget sometimes that Mike was crushed it as a skater back in the day, too.
Yeah, it was super, super interesting because we've obviously known him for many, many years, but we know him as Mike, the high performance director. We didn't really know him as Mike, the skater. So hearing the stories of him as an athlete was definitely cool, and learned some stuff that we didn't know about the guy.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting to hear. So, and then we moved into our last episode, which was the first of the Ice Lab podcast, and definitely not the last of non-skating related. Now, hopefully that doesn't scare you all away and you'll come listen to those ones because they're super interesting. I found this one super cool, actually, because we had Chris Hill on, who is a golf coach out of the States. But it was super interesting to hear how much of a sport each sport is relatable to each other and how much we can learn from other sports, right?
Yes, definitely was super, super interesting. Obviously, each sport has its own technique and own challenges to deal with, but when it comes down to it, sport is sport, and a lot of mental abilities and there's a lot of parallels that we can draw from each sport.
Yeah, and one of the cool things I thought too was the way that he even approached or was talking about, and I've realized this so much more as I've started coaching more often, about dealing with you know, people on your team who are completely different types of personalities. Like when he said, like an introvert and an extrovert sitting together, he would go and sit with them and talk to one in a certain way and talk to the other in a certain way. And, you know, being able to read that, because that plays a big part in not just sport as well. That can play a big role in your personal life, in your business career, and whatever you're doing, right?
Yes. Also, he gave some really, really good parent advice. He is father to, I believe, the under 8 Texas state champion. I believe his son is best golfer under 8 in the state of Texas. And so obviously coming from a high performance background and now having his kid excel in golf himself, he gave some really, really good advice for parents on how to maneuver around trying to raise a champion.
Yeah, so that. Thank you for that, Chris. And that sums up the first 6 months of the Ice Lab podcast, Mike. That's pretty cool, man. Good job, dude.
It's been fun. We didn't really know where it was going to take us, but every week I look forward to this. We get to have an hour conversation with someone that we wouldn't otherwise have gotten to talk to. So it's definitely a highlight of my week getting to record these and just chat with somebody and learn from them that otherwise would not have happened.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I think this is one of the coolest platforms that there is out there today. It's definitely, I don't know, you can learn so much just from podcasts, and it's such a, I don't know, it's such a fulfilling thing. But for us, I think it's just fulfilling because you and I just like to talk. Like, we just like to talk to people. It's one of the coolest things about human interaction, I think. And I'm very glad that our guests have came on with us and taught us a lot of stuff. And hopefully, you know, you listeners, we're doing this for ourselves, but we're also doing this for you. So hopefully you like it. So let us know if you like it or not.
Yeah, let us know if you like it, and keep commenting who you want to see on. Jump on the Instagram page and tag some people that you want to see on here, and we'll try our best to get them on.
Yeah, and as always, you can send us an email, icelabpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. Who you'd like to see on, questions you have for us, or send us a message on Instagram, like Mike said, and maybe we'll grab one of the people you suggest. So thank you, everybody, for following us this far. 6 months in, Mike. I think we can do another 6 months, buddy. Easy. Let's do it.
We got it. We got it.
All right. So normally we would do rapid fire questions with our guests, but today we're going to change it up because it's just Mike and I. So we're going to play a little bit of this or that with each other. Mike, do you want to go first or?
I'll go first here. Let's see if I can stay awake and see how sharp I am. First day back home. It's about 5:30 in the morning in Russia right now. So the jet lag is starting to set in. So here we go. I'm going to be sharp for this one. This right. or that. First question, PlayStation or Xbox?
That's a tough one now, but I have to go PlayStation.
PlayStation. Never had an Xbox in my life.
I've had both, but I got the PS5 instead of the Xbox. So, all right, Mike, Eagles or Rams?
Rams.
I knew you. I thought I'd throw you for a trick in here because you thought I wasn't going to put the Bucks in. I wanted to see who you liked more.
Because my brother is a diehard Eagles fan, and your mother's a diehard Eagles fan. That was the majority of the why I picked the Rams for those two people.
You're welcome, Mom. Mike loves you, if you couldn't tell.
Okay. TV series or movie?
Series. Takes longer, especially when you're stuck in a bubble at a competition. You got a lot more that you can watch compared to one movie. Ready? Football or football?
Football.
Which football?
Are we talking watch or play?
Watch.
We're going to say American football. American football, unless it's like World Cup or something super, super big. If it's just like regular season, American football.
Italy's in the final.
We got starting soon. Portugal and Italy are in the same qualifying group. So
one's not making it to the what's this one for? World Cup?
Yeah, World Cup 2022 next year. So I got a lot of Portuguese friends. So it's either we're going to be crying or they're going to be crying. So I hope it's going to be them.
Yeah, that's crazy. Two of the biggest two powerhouse soccer countries in the same pool. Crazy.
Yeah.
Be like Canada and the U.S.
Yeah, let's go Canada. They're on fire right now, looking really, really good.
Yeah, they're playing in Hamilton soon, I think, is it the semifinal or the quarterfinal, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. They're playing in Hamilton at the Tim Hortons Field, I think, here relatively soon.
Yeah.
Might be snowing again. Might be jumping into some more snowbanks to celebrate.
In true Canadian style.
Yeah.
Okay. Rollerblade or bike?
Rollerblade. As long as it's a smooth, if it's smooth, we got smooth pavement everywhere, rollerblade. If not, then I'll take the bike.
You've taken a couple spills on the rollerblades, eh?
One good one. One good one last year. That was not as bad as our good friend Bryce Trudak took and got his face, but now he's a little scared to ever rollerblade again, I think.
Yeah, I don't think has he put on the rollerblade since then?
No, he won't.
I don't think so. Come on, Bryce. You got to get over your fear, buddy. One little step at a time.
He got this, man. slots or blackjack?
Blackjack.
No question. No questions.
Jack Daniels or beer?
Jack Daniels.
You got any light fixtures?
I have a limited edition number one Jack Daniel's lantern that my stepdad made for me for Christmas 1 year on my bedside table, as well as a Jack Daniel's toothbrush holder in my bathroom and a Jack Daniel's soap dispenser in my kitchen.
I'll try my best not to smash this version of the toothbrush holder.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Good roommate he was.
6 o'clock in the morning, shower, smash glass everywhere. Wasn't fun.
Yeah, it's all good, Mikey. It's better than yourself.
Yep.
Christina's Pub or the Little Beaver?
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Little Beaver.
Still the Little Beaver. Have you tried it yet? Have you tried the new place yet?
I have not tried the new place yet.
We got to go and try the new place, see if it's still the same or not.
Where is it?
It's right across the road. They just moved across the road into it. It's like own building, like across by the Timmy's. They built up like a big like outlet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, area. I know the building across there. I didn't know that they moved there. Nice. Yeah, definitely going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Going along with the Little Beaver here, pancakes or waffles?
I'm going to have to go pancakes.
Or French toast, if we can do three.
Oh. So I would say pancakes because they're the most consistent across the board, unless it's my mom's French toast.
Yeah, French toast beats pancakes and waffles, I think. Good quality French toast.
It's got to be quality French toast, and then it wins. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Got to have lather in maple syrup, homemade maple syrup right out of the tree, backyard. Mm.
Yes.
Disc Mania or Discraft?
Disc Mania.
And for all those who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about disc golf companies.
Disc golf manufacturers. Yeah, I like my Instinct, my MD3. I'll go for the Disc Mania products.
I think Discraft. You and I probably filled both of our bags are half Disc Mania pretty much.
Oh yeah, with this smooth new Italian plastic.
Yeah, premium, that's what it
Italian
is.
Italian blend. Ooh. That's some good plastic they make over there in Italy.
great plastic those Italians, eh?
Yeah. Agreed. And that's all I got. You got any more for me, buddy?
I got one more.
What is it?
Macbeth or Conrad?
Macbeth easy.
Yeah, easy.
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 Macbeth over Jesus.
But you gotta admit his run at the Worlds was insane.
It was the most insane run of any disc golf tournament in the history of disc golf.
Because it made it on Barstool and TSN.
Yep.
That was pretty dope.
Absolutely insane. Actually, I watched the whole final round in Russia. I watched the front and back nine of the World Championships.
Just got bored?
The long program, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you. So we were in, when we were in Japan, we were having dinner. And I had just gone up for dinner, and Allison, Evelyn, and Danielle, Nam's coach, were all sitting already down at dinner. And I like just walk in, and they're like, "Oh, we were just talking about you in disc golf." I was like, "What?" And Danielle's like, "Yeah, I didn't know it was an actual thing until like Evelyn." And then I was so Allie's like, "You should have been so proud." Evelyn was on top of it. There's different types of discs. Pulls out your stuff of videos of you playing disc golf.
Allison informed me about this whole encounter in Russia last week.
Yes. Like she like thought it was a joke or something that you and I do.
And she thought it was a little bit dangerous for Mike Slipchuk to be out there.
Yes.
With his hips.
That's right.
She thought you and Mike Slipchuk were going out three times a week playing disc golf.
You think we can get Slipchuk to come out with us sometime?
It's worth a try, yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's great. Well, Ice Lovers, thank you again for joining us this far along our journey, and we can't wait to bring you some more great content, some more great guests, and of course, you get to listen to more of our, what would you say, beautiful, handsome voices?
Yes. Both of those. And handsome.
Beautiful and handsome. Awesome. So thank you guys so much. Get to work in your labs and...
peace and love, and be kind to one another.
This episode of the Ice Lab Podcast was produced by Trent Michaud and Michael Marinaro.
Music produced by Hugo Schwinard.
If you haven't already, share with your friends and leave a review.
Follow us on Instagram at Ice Lab Podcast for more information and to stay up to date.